We just finished a seminar on the mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness. Now this is a mystery that is being revealed to mankind today, because it is written that in the days when the seventh angel will begin to sound the trumpet, the mystery of God will be what? Finished. Of course, the seventh angel is already sounding the trumpet. Right from the days of Jesus, the seventh angel has been sounding the trumpet, saying time is fulfilled. Time is fulfilled. Time is no more. So right from the days of Jesus, this angel has been sounding. The angel is not Braham. You know, Braham might believe that he is the seventh angel. He is not the seventh angel. He could join the company of the seventh angel and sound that same trumpet, but you cannot refer to him as the seventh angel. Praise God. The book of Revelation is something that is occurring again and again. It's bringing to light the mystery of God, because it is written that when the seventh angel will begin to sound, the mystery of God is finished. Time is no more. Why is time no more? Because the mystery of God is finished. So the mystery of God is not something that we learn in the book. It's not something about reading big books. It's not about listening to prophecies, you know, by men and all that. The mystery of God to be finished is awakening back into the life of God. Because we are an integral part of the eternal spirit of God. Praise God. This is the good tidings. Without a condition, without any clause, we are an integral part of the eternal spirit of God. Praise God. And as long as we live outside of this reality, we are in tribulation. We are in the world. We are experiencing what a term called the world, when we are outside of this reality of our oneness with God. See, when you are outside God, then things can change. Then things can be taken from you. Then you can suffer emotional hurts. Then there is fear of death, because you think you can die. But when you are awake back into the life that is God, you will know there's nothing like death. Because as he lives, so do you live eternally. You see, Jesus Christ subtly made these statements that as I live, you live also. I live. Who is that I live? Jesus Christ was speaking out of the font of an endless life, which is the life of God. Praise God. And today the message is sounding, the mystery of godliness is brought to light, so that people can be gathered back into this blessed consciousness, this reality of the life of God. Hallelujah. It will mean an abandoning of that which is earthly, abandoning of that which you have clung to as men. Praise God. We've clung to the particles of the dust. We've clung to the elements of this age, and we've become slaves, you know, to corruption and time. See, but the angel is sounding with the voice of the trumpet, the shout of the archangel, bringing about a dissolution, a dissolving, a destruction of all this. How do I call it? convictions that we have gathered about ourselves, about the world, about who we are, and many, many things that are being dissolved today. So because in reality, all those things that we hold on to are nothing but idols, imaginary things that look as though they are, but they are not. And these things have brought you hurt and pain and sorrow. So until you, the son awakes from these things and rediscovers his life in the eternal spirit of God, he will remain in tribulation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 10, so which I read at the seminar, the angel that came down from heaven, strong mighty angel with a rainbow around the head, who shouted with a strong voice, the seven thunders uttered his voice, he had feet like pillars of fire, praise God, and he put one foot in the sea and one foot in the on the land. And what does it mean? The fiery, fiery feet, one in the sea, one on the land, is to destroy the head of the serpent. Is to destroy satanic influence into the life, in our lives. The sea, the land, all represents the depths, the abyss, the lower places of the earth where men inhabit in the transgression of Adam. All men have experienced that slip into the abyss, the deep. Praise God. They become terrestrial, earthly. And when you are earthly, you can only sink further and further into the abyss of death, where you are swept away with passing time. See it? Dying you shall die was the word to Adam. Dying you shall die. It's a continuous slip into death. See it? A continuous slip into nothingness. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God, because today the Son, now remember when you hear of the Son of God actually is you. The Son today is being gathered back into the Godhead. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something before I go to Daniel's. Daniel is the place where we see the Ancient of Days. But I'm going to read something first in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll start from verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God. See, hallelujah. Even the Father, when he shall have put all rule and authority and and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. Hallelujah. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did not put all things under him. Praise God. For he has put all things under his feet, but when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did not put all things under his feet. Praise God. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Praise God. Now I'm going to just round it up in modern style. You know, these are King James versions. He's simply speaking here about the working of God in this hour, the activity of God that is operating in our lives today, Praise God in the lives of men out there. Hallelujah. You'll be shocked at how God is awakening people all over the world. So you don't have to open your eyes to see what is happening in America or in England or anywhere in the world. See it. You must understand that there's an activity of in the spirit bringing a revival to the souls of men, see, who have died or who have been lost in the transgression of Adam. Praise God. Adam died, he slipped away from the life of God. He became unconscious, he died. See, he drifted away from the one life, which is the life of God. Praise God. And Adam became an independent being, a new creature. Praise God. Formed out of the dust. Praise God. And like we know, as long as man lives in that state, there is no peace. He's actually alienated from the life of God. Praise God. Adam lives in death. It's a symbol of death. A life apart from the only life that there is, which is God. Because there is only one life, brethren. There's only one living being. And besides this life, there is no other one. Praise God. Forget how things might look, you know, glittery on the outward. Forget how things might, a man might look to flourish for a moment. Bear it in mind, that life that man exhibits in this world does not exist. It has no eternal value. See, it's like a vapor that appears for a moment, after which it vanishes. See, it's like a speck in eternity. Hallelujah. Of course, that person can become something only as he awakes back into the life of the Father. Praise God. So you can see here the working of God is to subdue everything under us. See it. All our imaginations, everything in us, all our faculties in us, everything has to be subject to God. We have to be subject to the Father. Praise God. Our mind, our soul, every aspect, our whole being, has body, soul, spirit, has to be what? Subject to God once more. That is the only way to live. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to be in submission to the eternal spirit. See, even Jesus Christ himself had to learn obedience and, you know, to be submitting himself to the Father of all spirits. And likewise, man, we also, you know, with fear and trembling, using the instruments that the Spirit of God has given to us, have to build our salvation with fear and trembling. That is by allowing ourselves to be guided back, see it, in submissions to the eternal Spirit of God. So you can see that the end comes when the Son has put everything under him. And you are the Son of God. You know that? See, but you have to use the instruments that the Father has given you to put everything under you. Praise God. It is written that he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You know that? In the letter of Peter says, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So you don't have to look out for anything anymore. You don't have to wait for any prophet to tell you anything anymore. You don't have to wait for any external sign. Don't be distracted with external things that are happening in this world. But know one thing for sure, that you have been handed over with the eternal Spirit of God. You have the Holy Ghost in you to bring about an equipping. See it? A growth, an increase into that perfect statue that is Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you are supposed to subdue everything under you. Praise God. What is, you know, subdue everything under the Christ in you. Praise God. Everything has to be subject to the Christ in you. And when you are subject to the Christ in you, you are now subject to the Father God. That's why Paul says, then God becomes what? All in all. Praise God. God becomes what? All in all. So this is, there's no more I, no more you, no more, you know, self, but God is what? All in all. And God is life. God is eternity. God can never pass away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Eternally he lives. Hallelujah. I live on from age to age. Say it. They perish. The nations of the earth that have drifted away from me perish. To perish is a continuous state of deterioration. See it. A continuous state of degradation. It's continuous. They shall perish. They shall change. See it. But I continue on forever and ever. I live forever. I am the living one. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see, we are seeing a trend here. To be dead, death means outside God. Hallelujah. So, like John says, the life has appeared. You see, this is 1 John. See, the life has been made manifest. The life has appeared. That hidden life, that eternal life, has appeared. So why has it appeared? To cause all men to see what it is, to understand what it is, and to be united with it. That's what the gospel is all about. To bring men back into that one life. See, the life has been manifest. It has been made manifest for all men to see, so that we can be partakers of that life. Praise God. Strengthen yourself in the name of Jesus. Stir up yourself, because you are hearing the great, great, great salvation of the ages. Praise God. Allow yourself to be guided by the Spirit of God. Submit to the Spirit, to the eternal Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's quickly go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget that the theme of this message is the Ancient of Days. All this has got to do with the mystery of godliness. The Ancient of Days, we're going to see, is not one old man sitting on one chair in the sky. Praise God. It's much more than that. Hallelujah. See? Our understanding of this kind of visions, you know, give us another, you know, added understanding, added advantage, so that we can enter into the into this place that God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to do a bit of reading here. I'll start from verse 1. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of, you know, Babylon, David had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and the great and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given unto it. And behold, another beast, the second, like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side and had three ribs in the mouth of, you know, in the mouth of its, of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour more flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of its four wings of a fowl. And the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and exceedingly strong, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up before them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like, you know, pure wool, and his throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened, and behold, then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld till the beast was slain, and the body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Hallelujah. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. Hallelujah. I saw in the night seasons visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, you know, who came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, praise God, and there was given unto him dominion, glory, a kingdom, that all people and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom which shall not be destroyed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stop here. So we see Daniel seeing, you know, very, very terrible visions. Hallelujah. And I wrote on this vision some, you know, coming with the wind, with the clouds of heaven. A booklet I wrote, coming with the clouds of heaven. And some people told me they are shocked that they thought that those beasts were nations. They thought those beasts were Persia, Iran, and everything, you know. You know, people have got their prophecies. Men are always interpreting, trying to interpret the things of God with the natural spirit, but you cannot understand these things except by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what are these beasts? See, Daniel saw beasts, strange beasts, leopard, bear, lion, and a monster ascending out of the deep. First of all, he saw this, the wind, four winds that were blowing against the water. What is this four winds? Praise God, the Spirit of God is indicating that those four winds represent a whirlwind. You know what a whirlwind? Because the original version says that the winds came on from all sides. It's a whirlwind, seed, which is actually the influence, the Holy Ghost. So whenever the Holy Ghost appeared, he appears as a whirlwind. Throughout the Bible, when God appears, he appears in a whirlwind. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost came down on the day of Pentecost, it was a whirlwind. Praise God. And you know, when a whirlwind comes, what it does is to lift up objects, isn't it? See, it was a whirlwind that lifted up Elijah at the end of his ministry. Praise God. That is the trend when God sends his spirit to man. It's actually there to lift man out of the terrestrial back into the celestial. Praise God. You've heard of tornadoes in America, how they carry houses along with them and all that. Of course, God's whirlwind will only level that which is not godly in our lives, and will seek to lift us back into that higher dimension that is in God. See, God's spirit is not a destructive spirit, it's a constructing spirit. Praise God. It's a spirit that is there to gather his people back into their lost glory. Hallelujah. So the sea represents the abyss. It represents the dimension of where men are lost in time and space, where men are lost in corruptibility, where men are perishing in their ignorance. See, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that the world does not perish but have eternal life. Understand that the world is always perishing. It's a continuous state of, you know, backsliding, a continuous state of, you know, sleep into ignorance of that life of God, the only life of God there is. I've told you to deviate from the only life, that one life that is God, is death itself. See, and you can only go worse and worse when you continue on in ignorance. It's a bottomless pit. It's an abyss. You know, up to this very day, there are some parts of the sea that have not yet been explored. With all the sophistication, with all the equipment, man has not yet been able to explore certain, get to certain parts of the depths of the sea. And those places are dark. The depths of those sea, they are dark, extremely dark. And the creatures that live there are freakish creatures, you know, freaks. Strange creatures. See, if you see some of them with lamps on their head, you know, strange, it's a strange world. See, it's like a spooky, when you get, when you see the, a movie or documentary on the deep, you discover that it's another world out there. That is how the realm of the dead is. This world that we live in is the realm of the dead. Where men walk in absolute darkness, far away from the light. Hallelujah. You see, all men have plunged into the sea of death in Adam. It's a continuous, you know, sinking away from the reality of the life of God. But the Spirit of God is gathering us today. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in the last days that He will send the Son, the angels, who shall sound the trumpet, and He shall gather His elect, you know, with the four winds of the of heaven. Now the four winds of heaven, like I said, is the Holy Ghost. It's the whirlwind that is there to fetch people out of the extremities of the depths of hell. See, where you've made your bed in hell, where you are pining away, suffering away, praise God, God has not forgotten you. He's here today to get you out of that situation and gather you back unto Him so that you can once more experience the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the extremities of under the heavens, that is the depth, the abyss, He's gathering us back to the pinnacle of Zion, where we can live and experience the beauty of the endless life. Hallelujah. Those beasts that were gathered out of the sea, that were summoned out of the sea, represent man. You see, they don't represent Iran or Iraq or... Stop pointing fingers. See, this book that you read today applies to you first. Stop pointing fingers. Or do you think that you are better than the Al-Qaeda people? Do you think that you are better than the Iraqians or the Persians or whatever? Do you think that you are better than the Russians? Of course, you are not better in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. These words of prophecy are directed towards you to equip you and to bring an awakening to the one life that there is. Stop pointing fingers. I've got nothing to do with external signs. See, this spirit is already summoning the people who are in the midst of the abyss, men who are dead in the transgression of Adam. This spirit is already summoning them back into God. Praise God. It is written that every man according to his order, so never expect that prophecy is fulfilled. The prophecies in this Bible are fulfilled, you know, just once, you know, and that's all. People expect that the world will just end one day. Let me tell you, the world will end when you have realized that Christ is my life. See, because the world is simply ignorance of what Christ is. So when you wake up into Christ, the world has ended. Paul writes that upon we whom the ends of the world has come, we who are being gathered, we who are hearing the voice of the Spirit, the end of the world has come. The world means ignorance, means alienation from the life of God. That is the world. Praise God, these four beasts, strange creatures from the deep, appear as one creature in the book of Revelations. See it, and he was called the beast in the book of Revelations. See it, It's one person, it's a man, he represents man with his destructive, bloodthirsty tendencies. Always seeking to dominate and have every other thing subject to him in this world. That is man. Haughty, boastful, with mouth swelling words full of blasphemy, who deny the one true God. That is man. That is the man of the earth, who has shrimped into becoming a devil. Praise God, that is the beast. Have you heard of the mark of the beast? That is the human man, the human. The one who lives in time and space, who lives according to an earthly identity, a false identity, so to say. Praise God. So God is gathering his people out. See it. The four winds of God, the four spirit, the four winds of heaven, which is the spirit of God, comes to give you an understanding, comes to bring remembrance, it comes to bring an awakening from the dead. The sea is inhabited by the dead. And we see all throughout the book of Revelation how the sea coughed out the dead. So in the book of Revelation, before the white throne judgment, the sea coughed out, vomited out the dead. It is the realm where men inhabit, where they are living in ignorance of the eternal life of God. Praise God. And when the sea vomits the dead out, they are actually presented before the Ancient of Days. The book of Revelation is called the White Throne Judgment. But Daniel saw it as the Ancient of Days. See, and that is where the judgment comes. Judgment, first of all, starts in the house of God. Praise God. God is not coming to judge Iran or Al-Qaeda or anything. God judges the devil in you. God judges the false creature in you. He destroys the false creature in you. This creature that is put in the fire and roasted is nothing other than the man of sin. The false human the false nature we have walked in. When we walked in time and space, when we walked according to the course of this world. That is the man of sin that we so often hear of. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are standing today before the judgment seat of Christ, and there is a dissolving, a taking away of all our carnality, things that you know tie us to a false realm that does not exist. In our humanity, we became creatures of the dust, worshippers of idols. But thank God for the spirit of purging. The minds are being purged. The people are being awake right now to the one life that there is. All you need to do is to stand there and listen to what the Spirit is saying. Don't get entrapped, engulfed with the happenings that you see in the world. Just stand there and listen to what the Spirit is saying. And as you listen, all your human attachments, all those things begin to fall off. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just like Lazarus who was loosened. The chains, the veil over his face, the handkerchief over his face, the grave clothes and everything are loosened as we submit ourselves to the voice of the Spirit in this hour. Praise God. They stood before the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. John writes that that life has appeared. This is the life of God. The life in the bosom of the Father. It is the Son that manifests that life to this world to see. That life has been manifest, made manifest for all men to see. Praise God, as your eyes are open to see that life, we are being transformed back into that life. It's not for you to just to see it And that's all. No, it's rather for you to see and recognize that life as your life. Now you begin to see, your eyes are open and your whole old human life is dissolved. See, we are transformed. As we behold him, we are transformed from one image into another. That is the earthly, back into the celestial, and it's all in the mind. Praise God. The Ancient of Days represents the eternal life of God. It's a life without end. A life without beginning, a life without end. When Jesus Christ says, before Abraham was, I am, he was speaking out of that spirit of the Ancient of Days. He's not an old man sitting on a big chair somewhere in the sky. You will never see such thing. That such thing does not exist. Praise God. What Daniel was seeing in the book of Daniel chapter 7 is an illustration of the invisible things of God. God opens his eyes to see into the realm of the spirit, into the invisible things of God. There is no one big chair seated somewhere in the sky with somebody there and with angels around him. There is no such thing. Praise God, he was seeing the invisible things of God. That throne is everywhere. The messengers of God, the angels of God are everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you that sleep, as you are awake back into the life of Christ, you are the ones that actually sit on those thrones. Because the Bible says that some thrones were set. With these thrones that were set, who do you think belong, sit on those thrones? You are the ones, you who had heard to the voice of the Spirit today, sit on those same thrones, like Jesus Christ says, you judge the 12 tribes of Israel. You are the ones today seated on that throne as you are awake to this truth in this hour. And the Father says to my Son, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool. See, what are your enemies? It's not somebody out there who did something to you years ago. Your enemy is not somebody out there in the flesh who did something, who took something from you, who offended you some years ago. Those are not your enemies. Your enemies are your imaginations, your false imaginations, your beliefs. See, all those things that have subjected you to the realm of hell and death, those are your enemies. And all you need to do is to sit down, my son. The Lord says to my Lord, sit down on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. See, everything that is not of God in us must be put under our subjection so that God becomes what? All in all. And as we sit on that throne, beholding the image of the Ancient of Days, which we are beholding right now, we are seeing the invisible life of God appearing. We are beholding it right now with the eyes of the Spirit. The veil that was over our face has been removed, and we are seeing that life that has been from eternity. We are seeing it right now, praise God, and as we behold it, we are transformed back into that same image. As we behold it, the beast is being burnt, is being dissolved. As we are beholding it, every faculty in us is being brought under the subjection of the one eternal Spirit of God. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord says to my Lord. See, it is the Father speaking to you. You are the Son. And as you sit down, the beast in you, that is your enemy. Praise God. Is brought under subjection. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything that is not of God is brought under subjection. Hallelujah. See, the Ancient of Days represents the eternal life of God. A life without end. Hallelujah. See, that is the only life that there is, and that is our great reward. See it. Those that can submit themselves and allow the Lord complete, continue this work in them, find themselves inheriting that same life. That's why it says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. So that throne which the Alpha and the Ancient of Days, Saturn, represents the dominion of God, the throne of God. See, he had a white garment, a long white garment, and long white hair like wool. See, if you look at the book of Revelation chapter 1, when the Alpha and the Omega appeared, the beginning and the end, you can see that he also had long hair and white garment. See, the same Alpha and the Omega was sitting on a throne. See, later in the book of Revelation, you saw him sitting on a throne, and that throne is actually our throne to inherit. To him that overcomes, he will sit on that throne, because that is the place that all men originated from. It's the place of all power. It's the life of God that God is restoring to man today. That is the eternal life. It's not something for tomorrow. See, throw away your books that you've read over the years, but and know right now what the Lord is doing in your life. Praise God, a life that is without end. See, a life that has been before the elements of this world came to be. See, you call it Ancient of Days, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Why? Because he has no name. He simply is. He's all things. And he fills all in all. We are called to awaken into that life. Praise God, we are called to what? Awaken into that life. The life of what? The Alpha and the Omega. The life of the Ancient of Days. See it? It means an abandoning of all our beliefs as human beings and a pure walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. A walk in the Spirit. See, the Spirit is the Lord and the Lord is the Spirit. The Spirit is eternal. The Spirit has no beginning and no end. And he that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one Spirit with the Lord. This is the marriage that we are being ushered into in this day. See, we are being joined, gathered onto that Ancient of Days. That is our life. So that we can enter into that dimension of a world without end. Daniel was seen into the Spirit, into the invisible realm. While men run about the earth, guarding and fighting among themselves and subject to vanity, so to say, pursuing vain things. Beyond all this activity in this world, there is that eternal life that remains unchangeable. See, and that is your crown. That is your glory. That is the hope of your salvation, to rediscover that life. Praise God. And that is where the heart of every man should be. Don't be carnally minded. Don't mind earthly things, because these things that you see are passing away. But our eyes are opening now to see the invisible realm of God. Our eyes are open to see the life of God, to see reality, to see truth. Praise God. See, while John was seeing this vision in the book of Daniel chapter 7, he says that he saw someone like the Son of Man ascending in a cloud. He was seeing you ascending. You see, as you ascend, the beast is no more. When you descend, the beast is. When you go down into the depths, what you see is a devil. A devil appears. When you ascend back into the Spirit, is the Lord from heaven. The Lord from heaven. We always spoke of two men, isn't it? First Corinthians chapter 15. Speaks of two lives. The Lord from heaven and the one of the earth, the inglorious man of the earth, and the man from heaven, who is the Lord from heaven. This is the Lord of glory. In the heavens there's only one man, which is the Christ. And we all bear that nature. We all bear that identity. There's only one. Praise God. So Daniel saw this Son of Man ascending in the cloud. It's you in the ascension. Have you heard of the rapture? Shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air in the clouds. It's you being taken back up into the glory of God. Rediscovering yourself back in the eternal life of God. Being partakers of the commonwealth, the glory of God. See, Daniel saw that this Son of Man that was ascending in the clouds was presented to the Father. He was presented to the Ancient of Days. He was brought to the Ancient of Days. What does it mean to be brought to the Ancient of Days? He was given over to the Ancient of Days so that the Ancient of Days becomes all in all. When he was given to this, he was brought to the Ancient of Days. It's like emerging, a uniting in one. This is what Paul was trying to say in his letter to the Corinthians, where he says that, you know, when the Son has put under subjection all things, he too shall be also be made subject to the Father, so that God become all in all. The idea is to rediscover that endless life in the Ancient of Days, in God. This is the end of the faith. It's not about clapping or crying or pray this way or fast this way and all these things we see in the world. Forget it. All that is religion and it will take you nowhere. Nowhere. Hallelujah. If you are there hanging out waiting for something to happen, reading books that are deceiving you and distracting you, I'm sorry for you. You better hear what the Spirit is saying now and submit yourself to the eternal Spirit of God. Walk by faith in these new revelations. Walk in that eternal life, a life without end, the Ancient of Days. This is our great reward. Hallelujah. It says that all dominion, all power, all everything, glory is given over to the Son. See it. Because I and the Father are one. Exercise ourselves in godliness. Exercise ourselves in this mystery, because I and the Father are what? Are one. We are one with that eternal Spirit of God. Praise God. This is what God is saying. The Ancient of Days is not somebody in the sky seated. Cancel those imaginations. There's no future event where God will come and judge the world, because God is already judging the world, and that judgment starts in you. The world is your ignorance of your true identity. That's the world. It's a state of consciousness, your mind. That's why it says, be renewed in your minds. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a born again. You have to be born anew, afresh in your minds. And begin to live in relation to this endless life that we are seeing today. Praise God. We don't walk according to the course of this world, but we walk in relation to that eternal life, which is the Ancient of Days that is revealed to us today. Hallelujah. Down there in the abyss, which is the world, you have all the distractions, religion, the doctrines of men, and it's all deceit. They cannot give you life. Mark it. They can't give you life. That's what will give you life, is to recognize this life as your life today. The life of the Ancient of Days. This is the eternal life that has been promised to the church. Jesus Christ says that, I tell you the truth, some of you here will not die. What was he speaking about? Say, some of you will realize the life of the Ancient of Days, a life without end. Praise God. Some of you will experience that life of the Almighty God. This is the gift of God to all creation today. Praise God. There is no greater gift, and no other gifts exist. Praise God. Let us thank God. Hallelujah. The Ancient of Days is our life. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Ancient of Days is our life. Praise God. Let us not go the way of this world. See it, who man earthly things. Paul says that God is their belly. But rather let us be united in one. One cause. With this light that has been revealed to us today. Oh Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, Almighty King. Who was, who is, and who is to come. Great King. There is none like you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awake into this life. This endless life today. Awake wherever you are. Awake into this endless life wherever you are. Be strong. Don't let the pressures of life distract you from this one life that there is. Be still and know that God is. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My sister here has got a word. The Lord revealed one or two things to her while we were meditating. 1 minute.
Praise the Lord. As we were praying, the Lord showed me a hive. That's the house of the bees. Where they,
a beehive.
A beehive. Very massive. Immediately have the vision left, the Lord showed me a volcano erupting with the flame of fire and the flowing the
lava.
Lava coming out, spreading out, very powerful. With the, you could see the red, the fire burning and the eruption flowing and spreading out. Immediately after the spreading out, I saw a golden table. A golden table. On top of the golden table was this cherubim with gold, with the wings.
All gold.
All gold. That was what the Lord showed me.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is confirming what we just shared today. She saw, first of all, a beehive, which is where they manufacture honey. I remember in the book of Revelations, the honey, the book that was in the hand of the angel, when John ate it, it tasted like honey in the mouth. Isn't it? It talks of the wisdom of God, the sweet, deep word of God, the wisdom of celestial wisdom of God, which is bringing to light today the mystery of God, enlightening our eyes. Hallelujah. Sweet honey. Hidden wisdom of God that is brought to light today through the grace of God that is working in our lives. Hallelujah. Then you have she saw the volcano erupting. Praise God. Very fierce with lava, you know, pouring out of it. Praise God. It speaks of the judgment of God. It speaks of, as that volcano comes, it dissolves anything that is not God in his path. Hallelujah. It's a refining process that occurs in our mouths, in our minds, as we hear and as we are gathered unto the Lord today. And she, you know, immediately after all this, she sees a golden table with a golden cherubim with wings spread out, all gold. Praise God, which represents you. Actually, it's the finished work. Is to bring forth that creature, divine creature. Gold speaks about spirit, something that is eternal, something that is incorruptible, something that is immortal. Praise God. That's what gold represents. It represents the spiritual life of man. We see the angelic life. You know, we shared some weeks ago on the secret of angels. The secret of angels, the secret of cherubims. Praise God. Had their wings spread out to fly, pure gold, divine creatures. Hallelujah. In the temples of old, the structure, these earthly tabernacles, temples, we always had this gold cherubim that was in the extreme part of the tabernacle, which was the, what do they call it, the holies of holies. Praise God. This represents the inner life of the spirit, the inner man that God is revealing to us today. That inner man lives in the glory of God. He's one with the Father. Hallelujah. Round about the Ancient of Days were angels, isn't it? Those angels are an integral part of God. See what Daniel was saying in the book of Daniel chapter 7 was actually God's realm, God's world, God himself. And in God you have the angels, it's a body composed of multitudes, angels, cherubims. Hallelujah. We are all being gathered into that body today. Hallelujah. But we must submit to the word of truth day and night in prayers, meditations. Mind how you hear what the Spirit is saying. It's continuous hearing, continuous adhering to the voice of the Spirit that opens this door into that marvelous life of the Ancient of Days. Brethren, God bless you. Amen.
Tongue in heaven and earth shall be clear.